My name is Edgar.
And I'm Dominic. And let's start talking about ancient Egypt.
Sure. What do you have to say about ancient Egypt?
Ancient Egypt was a very hot and dry place.
It really was. People had shaved their head bald and wore wigs.
They weren't attacked that often.
Sure, because if they walked to Egypt, they would die from heat.
They were also really good farmers.
They were one of the first who made irrigation systems.
That is so true.
I think that's all. Now let's talk about Egypt's pharaohs.
Okay, the people of Egypt believed that the pharaohs were chosen by the gods.
Do you know any of the pharaohs?
Yes, I know the following. Hatshepsut, Ramses II, Tutmosis III, and Khufu. Do you know any?
Only two, Akhenaten and Djoser.
That's all right.
Well, what do you know about them?
All I know is that they were very powerful.
Oh, well, I know Djoser built the Great Pyramids, and Akhenaten only believed in one god.
Cool, I did not know that. Do you know anything about the pharaohs I said?
Well, Hatshepsut is the first female pharaoh. Ramses II was a great military leader.
I sort of knew that.
Oh, sorry. What about Thutmosis and Khufu?
What did they do?
Well, Thutmosis may have killed Hatshepsut for his own leadership.
I guess I learn something new every day.
I do too. I did not know you could learn so much about Egypt.
What about their religion?
Well, they believe that when they die, they go to the afterlife.
They also thought the pharaohs were picked by the gods.
When they go to the afterlife, they supposedly live normally, just in the afterlife.
Unless the grave robbers take their things in their graves.
That is true. That happened to many pharaohs when they died.
What about how to embalm a dead person?
They take out their insides and put a type of salt in the body.
Isn't that called natron?
Yes, and they put their insides in a jar so the dead can get their guts back.
That is true.
And disgusting.
That was their religion.
What about dynasties?
The pharaoh had sons, and that's what starts a dynasty.
Cool. What about red and black land?
The red land wasn't really red. It was just a hot and dry place. This protected Egypt from enemies because it was too hot.
The black land is not black, just has black fertile soil. This gave Egypt a better place to farm and not in sand. The Nile River is the main source of water, transportation, farming, and irrigation. The scribes also knew how to write and knew hieroglyphics, which are shapes and animals and everyday objects.
In conclusion, Egyptians cared about their religion, used the Nile River and many different writings, and had many pharaohs.
That's all.
Bye.